Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us less, you will love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
Yeah?
What is good?
So on Friday, you remember, because you were here with me in the studio, but to anyone who may not have heard...
I try my best to not remember Friday.
I know.
We do certain things after Friday that makes me forget Friday sometimes.
Oh, wow. But, okay. Maybe yeah. You do. So we did a segment called Best Week Ever, where we just had people call in and tell us why they were having the best week ever. And someone named Emily called in and told us that she was having an incredible week. Because her dad began taking steps again after a very intense surgery. He'd gotten off his walker, off his cane. He was beginning to shower by himself. She was just so proud of him. And I learned that Emily's dad served in the U.S. Navy, then went on to serve in the U.S. Army. So once a healthy guy, they were kind of crushed to know that his health was failing in a way. He got an infection that resulted in 4 surgeries in the ICU. He was on a ventilator for 10 days, stayed for an additional 3 weeks in the hospital, then did rehab. Doctors told them that the survival rate for an infection like the one that Jim had wasn't very good. It was about 30%. So if you can imagine, Friday rolls around. Emily just hears the best news about her dad so much that it made us tear up a little bit. And we invited Emily and her dad, Jim, to be on the show with us this morning to just feature them in the It Feels Good segment today. So hi, Emily, and hi, Jim.
Hi, Ayla.
Pleasure to be with you, Ayla.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks. So Emily was bragging in a way that one of the things about your recovery, Jim, was your beloved black lab named Brady. I can only assume it was named after the now enemy Tom Brady. Am I correct?
That's right. He's laying at my feet right now.
Did you name him a different name? Like after
yeah,
Tom?
We got him. He had a different name, but he came from a rescue and we've had him. He came on my birthday 12 years ago, Thanksgiving.
And how has he been with your recovery personally? Because I know you've gone through a lot. What was it like seeing Brady again?
It's great. I just did my little walk around. I walk around the living room and the kitchen 4 or 5 times, and he follows me because he knows when I get back in the family room, and I'll give him a couple of cookies. So he's
nice.
Very, very loyal.
And Emily called in because she was just so proud to see you making so much progress. Emily, how much do you love your dad?
Oh, my God. You have no idea what we have been through. The summer was probably one of the worst times of our lives. And I am just so over the moon, so proud of him. He has just defied everything. He's doing everything that they told him to do. I mean, I cannot be more proud of my dad. He's just defying odds every day and just fighting every single day. And he's just doing amazing. From, you know, no kid should ever see their parent the way that I saw him in an ICU unit on a ventilator. And it just killed me. And to see him where he is today, I can't thank God enough every day for him giving us my dad back and giving him this second chance at life.
And I'm curious, how did COVID play into the recovery and into the process of you being able to even visit your dad? Were there restrictions with that?
There were restrictions. We were allowed to go when he was in the ICU. We were allowed 2 people per day. So what would happen is, like, I would bring my mom up to Boston. So she would go up and spend, we're allowed like 20 minutes at a time. She could go for 20 minutes. She would come down and then I could go up for 20 minutes. And then when he got in the step down unit, it changed again where we could only allow 1 person every day to go up. So a lot of times I would still be driving my mom up and I would have to, you know, wait outside or wait in the car.
So it sounded like there was always something, some hurdle to get across. I get that.
It was very difficult. And, you know, there were times that he really needed familiarity around him and his family. So what we ended up doing is I ended up doing a bunch of family pictures, and we brought them and we decorated his whole room just so he would have familiar faces every day, because it wasn't, you know, easy for him at the beginning to get on the phone to talk to us. So, you know, they said to us at the hospital to have, you know, family pictures and stuff around. And,
perfect.
We, you know, that really helped.
Pictures make a difference. But also we talked as a show, and we're so glad that your health, Jim, is turning around. You're doing so much better. I hope that also means that you might want to go out to a restaurant maybe with the family, and us as a show, we would love to treat you to dinner. You three, you guys.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Awesome.
And I think you should know that I know a lot of kids from Rentham. I taught at Tri-County at the vocational school for
awesome.
About 23 years.
Well, thank you. I like
so
the little Rentham shout
know
out,
some
Jim.
Of the kids, you know.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your service to our country. Emily, thank you so much for calling in this morning with your dad, Jim. And I can understand now why last week was the best week ever. And that was your It Feels Good for today. Coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.